Coming up to a quarter to nine. You're listening to Breakfast.
You're listening to 2SER Breakfast.
Now, it certainly may not feel like it today, but of course it's winter in Sydney. And if you're like me, you're cooking up more homemade food than you normally do in an effort to beat the chill. But if you're tucking into a hearty winter food tonight, have you thought about what you're going to do with the leftovers? Food wastage is at an all-time high, and the New South Wales Environment Protection Authority is spreading an anti-food waste message via a Love Food, Hate Waste campaign. Amanda Cain is the manager of the Love Food, Hate Waste campaign. Amanda, a very good morning to you.
Morning. Hello.
Hello. Now, look, we've talked a few times on this show about food waste with a few people. Are we getting any better, or is Sydney still shocking at it?
Well, we are much more aware about food waste. We've recently done a new tracking survey. We've been tracking attitudes to food waste since 2009. We're more aware of it. We're more concerned about it. In terms of how much volume of food we waste, it seems that there doesn't seem to be much difference, but our perceptions of it. So the latest survey is showing that we feel that we waste about $4,000 worth of food a year, which is four times more than we ever thought before. So it's significant. It's a holiday. It's an awful waste of money. It's an awful waste of resources. So yes, it is a big problem, and there's lots that we can do about it.
That is a significantly larger amount than I would have anticipated. Was that surprising?
It was, but this is about perception. So what we've recently done, we were thinking, well, what's actually happening here? Because we do care about it more, we're more concerned, and we're more aware, and we're more aware of the environmental impacts of it too. So we know all that from the survey. So what's actually happening in the kitchen? So that's what we're trying to work out. What's the correlation between what people feel and know about it and what they're actually doing. So we launched this great New South Wales food waste study, which is just completed at the end of June. And that's going to give us a bit more information about that.
And it sounds like Love Food, Hate Waste is less about, you know, awareness of food wastage, as you said, we know, and a little more practical on what we can do.
It's about, it's behaviours and what we can do. And what we're learning is that it's actually really complex. The reason why we waste food is not simple. And there are certain behaviours that we can do that will help, things like menu planning, writing a list and thinking about what you're going to do with leftovers, as you said before. But something happens, you know, life gets in the way, you know, like you're fully intending to eat that meal, but you go out or you don't fancy it, or somebody offers you food somewhere else, you know, like life happens. And so it's then what do you do about it, you know?
Are there any simple things that we can do about it?
So it's simply, yes, it is about menu planning. It's actually buying only what you need, you know, like if you go to the supermarket and you're buying in bulk, what are you going to do with it? You know, you might be saving $2 by getting twice as much, but what are you going to do with the leftovers? And if you think, oh, well, I'll freeze half, then, you know, that's that problem solved. You've got a bargain, but also you're going to make the most of that food.
That's actually not a bad one to do. Although then do you maybe end up with a freezer that you're not getting around to using?
Well, that's the thing. And then the other little tip for before you go shopping, always check what's in the fridge and the freezer so that you actually shop around what you've got and you use up what you've got.
So meal planning, I think, is a very interesting one because I don't know a lot of people who really do that.
It is good. But we're also... We've always previously been like, plan your meals, plan your weekly meals, but thinking now actually plan just four a week because of that, and plan to use up leftovers. So have a day when you think, well, I'll just use up what's left, you know, in the fridge. Certainly if you know what you're going to eat, and it also makes life easier. If you know when you're coming home, you've got all the ingredients for the meal you want to cook, then, you know, it's easier than having to pop out to the shops in the freezing cold.
Very, very, very true. What are we doing with the food we waste? Is it just going straight into landfill? Is it just horrifying?
Well, we're trying to do a lot there with the New South Wales government. So the programme I look after, we're doing things like introducing new curbside collections, so giving people the opportunity to recycle their food waste. And in the last 4 years, there's about 500,000 more people in New South Wales. About 70% of people now have the option of recycling food waste, which is great. We're also building more infrastructure to turn it into compost, which is really valuable. So that's a really good resource. So there's also the distinction between avoidable and unavoidable food waste as well, too. So things like potato peelings or carrot peelings, that's the unavoidable. That's a sort of necessary part of it. I mean, you can be clever about that too, you know, like using broccoli stalks. But so that's the unavoidable. It's the avoidable that we can all individually do more about. And that's things like using things up before their use-by date, you know, checking what you've got in the fridge, making sure that you... And making soup. Winter's actually a really good time to use up leftovers or the last bits of veggies that's in the bottom of the fridge.
It's a very good way of doing that. And I understand this is some of the kind of advice that the campaign's putting forward.
Yes, it is, yeah. So we, we've got our website and Facebook page. So, yeah, and it's tips like that. And it's also sharing. It's talking about it among your friends. What do they do with all that leftover pumpkin, you know? So having the conversation is a really good way to start thinking about it.
And getting that sort of stuff being talked about on social media as well, I guess.
Yeah, so we've recently, and we're very good at sharing. Like we work that Victoria has a Love Food Hate Waste program, as does New Zealand and Scotland. It originated in England, and so it's actually international. But Victoria just made a whole load of using up leftovers creatives that we've just rolled out in New South Wales, which has been really good in terms of social media. And we've got lots of interactions and conversations happening about using things up.
And that's a nice little collab between the States. We don't see that too often.
It's really good, yes.
That is very, very good.
Yeah.
Look, Amanda, we've got links to the Love Food Hate Waste pages that we're going to put up on 2SER.com. If there was one tip that people could take away, what would it be?
Well, my favourite tip, it's probably not the greatest, is like don't go shopping when you're hungry.
Yeah, it is a very good tip.
That's a useful one because so then you focus on what you actually do need and not what you want.
Amanda Cain, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's an absolute pleasure.